Our second scripture reading today comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. This is one that's dear to my heart. When we have our leadership cohort meetings with the presbytery groups of pastors, this past year, this was the passage that we read every single week we met and would discuss different parts of it that really spoke to our hearts. And so as I read it today, I encourage you to just hear the words and think about what parts of this passage really speak to your hearts, and then how you will apply that to your lives. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It is such a beautiful day for singing together. And our first selection, which is number 32 in our hymnal, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, reminds us that the beauty of the Lord is all around us, everywhere we look, from the top of the sky all the way down to the bottom of the deep. And there's no way to celebrate God's abundant glory than to raise our God-given voices in song. So will you please join me in the first two verses of I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God, and may the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and build the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines at God's command, and all the stars obey. I sing the mightiness of the Lord, who filled the earth with God. God formed the creatures through the word, and then
singing. We move to a more contemporary setting with our next selection, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. It's number 753 in our hymn book. It's also known as, thank you, it's also known as the Prayer of St. Francis. Now, these words were not written by St. Francis himself. They were actually discovered, the first writings were by an anonymous poet in 1912. But they were certainly inspired by the simple way that Francis led his life. In many ways, St. Francis could be thought of as a patron saint of the environment, and a lot of his teachings speak towards living in harmony with each other and all of God's creations. And don't we need that message today? The musical setting was written by English composer Sebastian Temple in 1967 and has since become one of the world's best known hymns. So let us join together in the entirety of the Prayer of St. Francis.
a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardon in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
We move to an even more contemporary setting with our next selection. We Are Marching in the Light of God is the very last hymn in our hymn book. It's number 853. I often wonder how to decide these things, what is going to be the first and what's going to be the last. The first time I heard this piece was when I was a student teacher with Dan Earle at Santa Rosa High School in 1993. It was me versus 100 students. Dan made sure I was well set up during the first couple of days, and then it was coffee break time for him. And I had the opportunity to teach this to 100 semi-motivated students. It's an interesting experience. But I will say I was really captivated by its memorable melody and simple but timeless message. I've gone on to do the piece both as a singer and as a conductor many, many, many times. It works great with all sizes of groups. The history behind it is kind of interesting, too. In 1978, the Swedish composer Anders Ekbar first heard the piece performed by a South African girls' choir when he was touring South Africa with one of his choirs. And in 1984, he arranged the version that we have in our book right now, and he published it in a songbook that was called Freedom is Coming, Songs of Protest and Praise from South Africa. Now, of course, we know that 10 years later, freedom did come. With the election of Nelson Mandela as the first black president of South Africa. But it certainly speaks to the power of music. This, in many ways, was an anthem to those that were protesting apartheid, both in South Africa and around the world. And music had a lot to do with bringing the sin of apartheid to international attention. So we will sing through the piece twice. We'll first sing it in English, and then we're going to sing it in Zulu. And I thought, in case you don't speak Zulu, it would be a good idea to practice the words. There's really only one phrase here. So I'll say a little bit of it, and then just repeat it after me. So say, Siya, Hamba, Guka, Nien, Gwenkos. Siya Hamba, Guka Nguyen, Gwenkos. Siya Hamba, Guka Nguyen, Gwenkos. And that's the only phrase you have to be able to sing. Okay? If you don't get it exactly right, God understands. Okay, so once in English and then in the Zulu. We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching. Ooh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching. Marching in the
the light of God. Siya hambakuka nyengwenko, siya hambakuka nyengwenko. Siya hambakuka nyengwenko, siya hambakuka nyengwenko. Siya hamba.
Very good. I could understand every word. Noted theologian and composer John Michael Jonkis wrote our next hymn, You Who Dwell in the Shelter of the Lord, also known as On Eagle's Wings, in 1976 when his best friend's mother died, and it was first published and recorded in 1979. The text itself draws from several different scriptural passages. But those who wait for Yahweh will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. That's from Isaiah. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. That's from Psalm 91. And as an eagle that stirs up her nest, that flutters over her young, he spread abroad his wings. He took them, he bore them on his feathers. And that's from Deuteronomy. Over the past 30 years, this hymn has become one of the most well-known in virtually every Christian denomination. Let us join together on the first two verses of On Eagle's Wings. And our last hymn today is an old standard from 1864. It's written by Baptist pastor Robert Lowry. Shall We Gather at the River is a celebration of the pure river of water and life referred to in the book of Revelations. It captures the joy of a life well lived and assures us of the promise of eternal salvation. Let us join together in singing the first two verses of Shall We Gather at the River.
Shall we gather at the river where bright
So as Pastor Cindy referred to, we've been witness to some incredible national tragedies just within the past 24 hours. And of course, locally, we've certainly had their losses. And these types of events remind me of a very famous Leonard Bernstein quote. When he was asked after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, what can musicians do during a time like this? And he answered, well, our job is to go out and to make music more beautifully than ever before, to heal the hurts of the world. Now, we are all musicians when we come to church on Sunday. The Creator has gifted each of us with a voice that is fit to praise God in God's house. And with this in mind, I will close our hymn sing with this prayer. O Lord, please bless our music that it might glorify your name. May the talent that you have bestowed upon us be used only to serve you. Let this music be a witness to your majesty and love, and remind us that you are always watching and listening from your throne above. May your presence and beauty be found in every note, and may the words that are sung reach the hearts of your people, so they will draw closer to you. May your Spirit guide us through every measure, so that we might be the instruments of your peace and proclaim your glory with glad voices. Amen. Amen.